Well, if you're a fan of the Survivor series, you'll know that music pretty well. Laurie actually spoilt the party last night for his wife, but we watched intently, and poor old Matt Rogers. He got hit by an oncoming truck. It was bad. It was bad at the jury. Matt Rogers joins us on the line. G'day, Matty.
Hey, DK. Hey, Loz. How are you?
What happened, mate?
Oh, geez, that truck. It didn't just go over me. It backed over me as well. No, it was just a great play by Benji, really. Credit to him. He put the things in place, and when things started to go awry for him, he jumped in again and made sure things worked out.
Yeah. When did you think it could have happened, or right up until the vote started to happen, Matty, or did you get an inkling before you went in?
You know what, to be honest, like I just remember Sean getting up and playing the idol, and there's quite a gap between you voting and then them coming out and read, so you just got to sit there and be quiet. And
right.
No one's allowed to talk, and it's sort of, you're hungry and you're tired. You just want to. So when he came out and sort of read the votes, and then Sean got up, he's going to play the idol for me, it sort of woke me up a bit, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, whatever, like, let's just get this thing done.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really think much about, well, I never even considered playing my idol because I just sort of thought we were sweet and I wanted to preserve it. I wanted to get to the NXTs and I knew we'd need it because being sort of, a bit more physical than others, we're always going to be a threat and be targeted. But I just thought we were good at that point. So, yeah, it was never really something that I considered doing. And then when Benji sort of jumped in, I was sort of just thinking, what's going on, you know? Like, and then before I knew it, names were getting read out. And I thought, as soon as they started reading out Brian, I sort of knew, oh, no, it's not going that way. Because they're not going to read his names out, you know, five, and then he's going to go, there's going to be something going on here. So, anyway, it's the way it went down.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him since?
To Benji?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No hard feelings. He's playing the game. You know, you win some, you lose some, and, you know, he got the better of me in that one.
Oh, mate, I don't know where to start now, mate, with you, whether we start talking about your Cronulla Sharks. Can we start there firstly? They're the rank outsiders, mate, against the Melbourne Storm on Friday night. Question mark over Gal, the shoulder. Question mark whether Josh Dugan comes back into the side. How do you see this matchup?
Mate, it's going to be tough for them. You know, being without, you know, I think the biggest loss from Wade Graham, you know, not having Wade and not having his left foot, you know, just giving him an option in the kicking game. But he also terrorises, you know, Cam Smith and the halves, you know, every time they play and any battles. And, you know, I think that the game they played in Melbourne a month or so ago, they really got under their skin and put them off their game. It's always tough to do that, you know, twice in a short period of time against Melbourne because they sort of tend to learn pretty quick of what not to do. But, you know, in saying that, you know, I've got full faith in the boys. You know, I think they're looking forward to the challenge and the fact that they are underdogs. I think they'll be sort of relishing that, going down there and, you know, getting under their guard, hopefully, and coming home with a win.
Yeah, and if they are to win, you'd think Valentine Holmes will have to have a pretty special game. But a guy and I'm really looking forward to that battle between he and Billy Slater. But, of course, it could be Slater or Luke Lewis's last game. Did you play against Luke Lewis, Matty?
Yeah, mate, I played against Luke, played against
Billy,
against all of them, yeah. I mean, they were playing when... when I was playing, that's how long ago.
Wow.
Played against the boys and, you know, credit to the game, both of them. You know, both fantastic role models and done wonders for the game. And it's going to be sad to see one of them finish or hang them up this weekend or this Friday night. Let's just hope it's Billy and not Luke, given my loving the Sharks. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a cracking game. I think the final series has been great this year. It's been a little bit unpredictable, you know, seeing, you know, Penrith and St George win when they weren't expected to in the first round. And then, you know, some good games last week that came down to the wire, and now, you know, you've got the top four teams as the final four. So, you know, it's going to be a cracking game, and they're both going to be cracking games. You know, I'm excited for the Roosters Rabbits game as well. So, good weekend of footy coming up.
You know a little bit about fullback play, mate. You know, Billy Slater is retiring. He might be one game away from retirement, but he's still probably the best fullback in the game, maybe the best we've seen. How do you assess that?
Oh, mate, without doubt, you know, he's certainly up there. There've been some great fullbacks over the years, but I mean, you just know, the same thing happened when I retired, similar to what's happened to Billy. People saying, oh, mate, play on, you know, you're going well. And I probably have one of the best years of my life in my final season, but it was because I knew, and it was because I knew I just felt right. And I'm sure with Billy it's the same. I'm sure there's many of us saying, like, oh, I'm one of the ones you know, going, mate, don't stop. You're going too good. We love watching you play. But, you know, when you know, you know. And Loz would know the same. You know, you just, it's not just the games. It's everything else that goes with it when you're a professional rugby league player. It's a tough life. It's hard work. There's a lot of scrutiny. And, you know, with some of that stuff, you know, there comes a point when you just want to relieve yourself from it. And, you know, Billy's been a fantastic ambassador for the game. But, you know, he's just got to that point, as has Luke, with, you know, enough's enough. And I think Luke Lewis is playing fantastic footy at the moment too. I'm sure he can go around next year as well. But again, when you know, you know.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right there, Matty. When your time's up and you know you've had enough, you make that decision. Now, you played a number of seasons with the Wallabies, mate. They lost on the weekend to Argentina. Yeah. How have you assessed their form this year, and what did you make of their performance on Saturday night?
Oh, mate, look, their form's patchy. There's no question about it. You know, they had a great win against South Africa. It wasn't their greatest game, but they gutted it out, which I think all us as fans love to see, you know, fighting for that win, and they did that. But, yeah, look, they'll be disappointed in their form last week against Argentina. I was at the game, and, you know, I saw, you know, a few opportunities go sort of begging, you know, sitting up. I mean, you see it when you're sitting up, obviously, and you just think, man, if they could have used the ball there or done this or done that. You know, I don't think it's, you know, there's one magic sort of button you can push and it fixes everything. I think it's probably a combination of things. But, you know, I think Australia just need to stay behind our national side, regardless of the code and regardless of what's going on. You know, as an Australian, I love supporting any Australian team. And, you know, even though I was a Wallaby and I'm probably a little bit biased, I think we've just got to stay behind them and let them know that, you know, we love them, you know. I mean, that's the reality. The administration need to probably make some decisions about, you know, how things look moving forward. But, you know, that's not for me to decide. I'm just here to support and be an Aussie supporter.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, Matt, the reality is we've slumped to number 7 in the world. And, you know, the World Cup's next year.
Yeah, it is bad, no question. But, you know, I do remember getting beaten by 50 points by the All Blacks in a World Cup year, and then we beat them in the semi-final. So, you know, things can happen and things can change pretty quick, smart. So, you know, we saw the New Zealand get beat by South Africa last week. You know, I don't think anyone's, although Australia have gone to 7th, I don't think anyone's put their hand up and are dominating world rugby right now. I think there's an opportunity for anybody to stand up and sort of take that mantle. So, you know, why couldn't it be the Australians? Maybe there's some things that need to change, whether that's a new coach or whether that's, you know, new players or, you know, how that looks. It's not for me to decide, and I'm really unsure. I'm not involved enough to sort of to make a call on that. So I'll sort of sit back and watch and wait and see what happens.
Matty, you're at the game, you said. Did you see the unacceptable behaviour off the fan, and in particular, you know, the bit of pushing and shoving with he and Luke and Tui at the end of the game there?
Mate, I did. I was above it, actually, and it's not pretty. But, it's a tough one, hey? Like, your fans are passionate and they want to, you know, support the game, and when they feel like they're not getting value for money, it's tough. And it was sports for the people, right? And you want to endear yourself as an athlete, as a sports team, to your fans. You want them to want to come back and watch you. And unfortunately, you know, Australian rugby hasn't quite done that over recent times with some of their performances. So, you know, I can understand the frustration, but you know, at the end of the day, we've got to, you know, we can't have fans getting that close and getting in people's faces like that. I think we need to sort of stamp that out of the game.
Absolutely.
But they do have a right to speak their mind, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you put any weight back on?
Mate, I put all 13 kilos back on when I got out about two weeks.
Well, you wouldn't have had 13 to lose.
What,
mate?
You lost 13 kilos?
I did, yeah, I did. I lost 13 kilos. I look like skin and bones at the end. So it was good to get out and get a decent feed.
Hey, Matt, sorry about what happened last night, that bloody Benji. You should have got rid of him the night before.
Yeah, it wasn't to happen, but we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. It's going to be an exciting finish to the show.
Good on you, mate. Always good to chat, Matt.
See you, guys.
See you, Matty.
There goes Matt Rogers, Wallaby. Bringing back up when they got beat by 50, then beat the Kiwis in a World Cup semi-final.
Yes.
Geez, they were the days. And then, of course, getting bumped out of Survivor last night as we watched it. Of course, it happened some time ago. But, he got blindsided big time. It was a big shock.